Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Show, live from Ferd Sports Bar and Grill, providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros in Champa Bay. Now, here's your host, Mike Rickard.
Afternoon on this Saturday, July 16th, 2022. This is Mike Rickard with Ben Botham, my number one draft pick, and our content team. And it's the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, powered by RadioSt.Pete.com, where we're streaming live, and on the Tantalk family of stations, streaming on both platforms. And we're at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our clubhouse studios, where at 4:10, it's the Baltimore Orioles taking on the wild card leading Tampa Bay Rays. And Ben Botham, Ben Baseball Botham, sitting across from me. I like that Rays. Was that something they gave away, Joe?
Yeah, this was a giveaway. I believe it was 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago now. But it's a great little Hawaiian shirt. It's got the Rays on it. It's got a couple oranges, some flamingos, all that kind of good stuff on it. It's one of my favorite shirts.
And somebody was down here yesterday. I was helping out before the game yesterday. Somebody had another Hawaiian shirt on.
Yeah.
I mean, and today, of course, 20,000 tickets out. And why is that?
Well, it's Wander Franco Day. How about that? You get to get his little bobblehead bouncing around to take home with you after the game. Even though Wander Franco will not be playing today, it's still great to see so many people are turning out just to, you know, kind of support the future of the Rays.
Well, yeah, the future of the Rays, and right now we got 13 guys on the IL.
Yep, Kiermaier and Wander Franco still out, but yet they're finding a way to do it. They put the Orioles' kind of win streak to an end last night, beating the Orioles, which was a great game with some great home runs. The one down the line that was barely fair. Did you see that went on the replay?
Yeah, I saw the replay.
God, what a shot. I mean, that's about as close to being fair or as foul as possible without hitting the foul pole.
We've got a jam-packed show. I say that every week, but of late, as we expand this platform down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and I add young talent like Big O, Oscar Garner III, and Ben Botham, we're getting a more audience. Joe Boudreau and I had nice conversations from Radio St. Pete this past week where we're heading with all of our broadcasts, and we're going to continue to expand the delivery productions to you. So stay tuned. The Big O's in charge of social media. He'll be making announcements for me all week long on some things that are going to be taking place on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. First things first, we're going to talk to Barry Smith, the former FSU NFL standout and last week's inductee into the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. He'll be inducted over at Raymond James Stadium on November 2nd. We'll talk to him. We'll talk a little golf with him as well. Head football coach Sean Davis of the Northeast Vikings, one of my favorite guys. He's bringing some of the fellas down and talk about the 2022 season around the corner. Went 9-1 last year and tried to repeat that in 2022. Gibbs head track coach, Coach Rob will be here. And I always like to talk track and bring down a couple of the kids that have been playing in the Junior Olympics. And especially as next week is the World Games, the track and field from Eugene, Oregon. And we'll talk to Howard Margolis. Big O, I want you to log on to this. Signed, SINGD.com to get a flavor of this gentleman's launch. It is signed.com. We'll talk to him. And then, of course, Ben Baseball Botham. We will talk All-Star Game. And right now, let's do the Coors Light Fergs from the front row.
All right, so we'll start with the AL East as usual. Yankees are still at the top, 62 wins, 28 losses, with the Rays. The Rays are 12 games behind now.
I need a board operator.
You're good.
No, I'm not good. I suck.
We're bouncing back.
I went to pod myself down. I potted you down. Okay. I'm sorry for interrupting with my ignorance.
Oh, no, you're good. So the Yankees are still at the top. The Rays are 12 games back, 50 wins, 40 losses. But we are 7-3 for the last 10. Swept the Red Sox. Great series. One of the first times we've won a four-game series like that in franchise history. Blue Jays are right behind us, 48-43. Red Sox, who I was just alluding to that we swept, 48-43.
I loved it. I was down here for all four games helping out, and I just loved watching them come back and drowning in their Boston sorrow. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I mean, we beat the Red Sox 5-4 in the final game to get the sweep, and the Rays scored 5 in the 7th when we beat them, which was just great to see that. You know, in the second half of the season, we're really turning it on. And then the Orioles at the very bottom, 45-45. Every team now has at least a .500 win percentage. So that just shows you how good the AL East is and how well the Rays are able to compete with so many guys on the IL.
You think we could do like the college footballs that and just ship the Yankees out to ship the Yankees out west? And then here's to be a division: Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox. Who else has enormous payrolls? Put them all, you know, like the power conferences. Put them all out west, because there's no parity in baseball.
That'd be crazy. See that with all the major spenders have like the big money conference. That would be hilarious.
And then throw the Athletics in there just to piss them off.
Yeah, but logistics. Hey, you guys got enough jack, you can cover their expenses. Yeah, they just go. Yeah, because they have to go coast to coast with that. It's kind of like LIV and golf. So continue. I'm sorry.
So the AL Central, we have the Twins at the top of it, 49-43. AL West, we have the Astros at the top, 58-31. With the Mariners behind.
Cheaters.
Oh, yeah, but the Astros are right behind, 49 wins, 42 losses. And last night they continued on their 12-game win streak, which is just phenomenal for Seattle. I love seeing them get a couple wins. I was a big Ichiro fan, so I kind of have a soft spot.
I have no problem with any small market having success with low payroll. That's how I'm looking at baseball these days. Growing up a Yankee fan and then working for the Cubs organization, I still want to see the underdogs because it's just ridiculous the delta and parity in Major League Baseball.
And they have that stud all-star Julio Rodriguez, who blasted this season's first Grand Slam for them. He's only 21 years old, a great talent for Seattle. So I'm excited to see what he puts out. Going into the National League, we have the Mets at the top, 56-34 in the NL East. The Brewers, 50-41.
Mets would have to be shipped out west too.
That'd be nice. Get them over there.
Well, they got Cohen's money now, so they got to ship them out.
Yeah, he's a heck of an owner now too. He actually interacts with the fans. He's on Twitter.
He loves baseball.
Oh yeah, it's great to see.
I like owners like that. I mean, he's got the bank to support it. He's like Mark Cuban, but Cuban hasn't had the success that he thought he was going to have.
Yeah, and I think the Mets
he puts his money where his mouth is.
Cuban has a ring though.
Yeah, one.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money to spend for one ring.
I'm counting on no hands how many rings the Mets have recently. So
Fair enough. But I think the Mets will be a contender if they continue to stay healthy in their pitching. And then the NLS, we have the Dodgers with 59 wins and 30 losses. And did you guys see Kershaw's performance?
He just continues to amaze me.
Unreal. This was the second time this year that Kershaw had come short of a perfect game. And he was perfect through 7, falling just 6 out short of perfection when the Angels' Luis Rengifo doubled down the left field line.
Easy for you to say. Rengifo.
Rengifo.
I just rolled
little flair. Rengifo.
I made it sound like an Italian. It's not.
It's not, though.
I suck again.
Yeah, but this is the second time. You know, Kershaw got pulled earlier this season in the 7th by his manager when he was getting close to a perfect game. So I'm happy to see that he's still, you know, as an old man.
That many innings, too. He's proven to these young bucks, you're a bunch of pussies.
Yeah.
Look at this. The old man just won 7.
Exactly, and Kershaw became the only pitcher in the last 40 years to have a perfect game through at least 7 innings twice in the same season. So Kershaw is definitely still a dominant pitcher, and I hope he still will for a few more years here, as long as he's not playing the Rays.
I'm pulling for the old guys. What's in the National?
Yeah, that was the end of the National.
That was the end of the National? Okay, wild card, as I said, after last night, I think we're 3.5 up.
3.5 up. We are
wild card.
Yeah, for the wild card. We're doing really well, and especially with the expanded playoffs, I don't think we'll have an issue getting into the playoffs at all.
Well, if all these guys get healthy, we should be golden, to be quite candid with you.
Yeah, if we're able to do this with a AAA roster like we have right now, there's no reason that once the studs.
Where are we tracking right now, timeline-wise, with getting some of these guys back for when that...
11 of them, as of last week, We're on the 60 day. We don't know with Kiermaier. It looks like 60 days with Wander Franco, correct?
I'd be surprised if Kiermaier is a big contributor again this season, to be honest.
Oh, I don't know. Don't discount him. And here we go. The young guy's back with Kiermaier again.
He's a weekly thing.
He was playing pretty solid before he got injured.
He was.
Are you going to admit that?
I will admit that. He was rough at the beginning of the season. He had identical batting average to my favorite, Brett Phillips. I still like Brett Phillips. He does need to increase his batting average.
Yeah, you're Seminole, buddy. You don't see you bashing him, and he's slumping.
He's slumping,
but
yes.
We don't use that term with Brett, and I love Brett.
But look at his fielding percentage. He runs the show in fielding percentage. He's a way better fielder, a better arm than Kevin Kiermaier. And the two of them were identical through the start of the season until Kevin Cash put him at the front.
Why don't you sing the Seminole High School fight song?
I'm just saying, Kevin Cash put him at the front of the lineup, and then all of a sudden Kiermaier started batting better. I want Kevin Cash to start prioritizing Brett Phillips a little bit more, and then maybe we'll see that boost in batting average that we saw with Kiermaier.
Mike, this soapbox you're on gets bigger and bigger every week. Where is this loyalism? You're a Kiermaier loyalist.
I have to defend old guys. It's not just Kiermaier.
Old guys. Brett Phillips is starting to get kind of old himself. He's not that young.
Please. What's he, 3 years older than you? You went to Seminole?
Yeah, he's got probably 4 years under the belt.
Oh, my God. He's old.
Oh, my gosh. The bones are creaking. Right. I can hear him from the stands.
Get him a rocking chair in the offseason.
Yeah, but how about Yu Chang, though, with two RBIs on the night, putting up some runs? Great acquisition. What, Yu Chang?
Back in the day, it was.
Yeah, he's a great addition to the Rays and absolutely dominant. He picked up it was the two RBIs, drove in a couple runs.
Wang Chung, sorry.
Was he a call up?
No, we acquired him from. I want to say it was the Padres. I forgot who we acquired him from.
Not the Padres.
It wasn't the
Pirates.
Pirates. It was a P. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, because he played with a couple of the guys who we now have on the Rays.
Got a little baseball cred.
Yeah, but, I mean, he made sure that we had our 5-4 victory over the O's there, so it was great. And I think we'll continue to dominate the Orioles this season as long as we continue to monitor some of their big bats that did homer last night. That was kind of upsetting. We did have a lot of home runs off of Patino in his return.
All right, well, now it's time for our Florida Sports Hall of Fame conversation with Barry Smith, brought to you by Coors Light. And Barry, of course, last weekend, he's our unofficial producer, fellas. You got to keep that in mind. So show your respects when we're talking to him. He's great, Barry Smith, former FSU standout and Packers standout and Tampa Bay Buccaneer. And I bet you were pleased as punch last Friday night, my man, when you were announced in that 2022 Hall of Fame inductee class. And well-deserved, by the way.
Well, Mike, thank you very much. Always enjoy being on the show. And, yeah, last it was a thrill, especially when you get, I'm part of the old guard, but to be voted into this class that is really, there's so many individuals that just, I'm really excited about being part of this class because it's a very exciting class. A diverse class, but some great, great stars. So, yes, I'm looking forward to the actual enshrinement on Wednesday, November 2nd at Raymond James Stadium. It's going to be an epic evening.
Well, you know, you take a look at that class, and that's one thing I love about it, and how much input you had in the development of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame to get it where it's at now, and Zach Luttrell taking over the reins. But it's kind of like my moniker, from the peewees to the preps to the pros, we want to cover every sport. Well, and the pros and even amateurs, you guys are covering every sport, and this class is an indication of that, Barry.
Let me tell you, the organization's 61 years old, and it's had a wonderful history and rich and all that. But as we, say you want to take it to the next level, and I know when I became president in 2015, I made an extra special effort to try to, when I say think out the box, that we got to, we got to look out and look at some other sports that may not be in the mainstream sports, but yet major, individuals that are world champions. They're number one in the country, or have a they've done so much for the sport that they are in, or whatever. And let me tell you what, you know, off the top, there's a young man that Chris Nickett, who is representing the Special Olympics. He's a Special Olympics athlete, and to think about, my God, you know, this kid has with his challenges, let's say his challenges, is a world champion or national champions in a lot of different, has competed in a lot of different sports. I mean, he's like a decathlete, so to speak, in a lot of different sports, and has done stuff that you and I will never do. You know?
Hasn't he done triathlons? He's a triathlon kid.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And he's competed all over the world stage. Put it this way, if ESPN is doing one of those 30-30 deals, a special on this kid, I would say he's probably, and he's from Florida, born and raised, and that, you know what, he probably should be considered, you know. So I laugh at that, but with all due respect, and so we're very excited about this young man being represented. But, you know, then Pam Oliver, who's from the Florida Panhandle, born and raised there, was a hell of an athlete in high school, went to Florida A&M and competed in track and field there as an athlete, and then has gone on to, you know, one of the top, one of the early female sports announcers, and has climbed that ladder and is well-respected. We're very excited about having her in our class. And, of course, Vinny LeCavier. What do you say about Vinny LeCavier and Dexter Jackson, Super Bowl MVP, and of course, since we're I'm sure a lot of us are probably watching the Open, you know, the British Open and all that. We got Fred Ridley, you know, right here, you know, Florida Gator, won the U.S. Amateur one year, runs the chairman of Augusta National, you know, so and I could go on. So we have a very exciting class. Where'd you go?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. I thought you were
in the middle of a sentence, and I was actually taking care of the Northeast High School football team that just came in the house. I'm sure you can appreciate that back in the day. Hey, one of the things I was going to say on Pam Oliver, I was shocked at that. You know, everybody knows Pam Oliver, and then when John Rieger was reading the inductions last Saturday on the air, I was like, holy hell. Pam Oliver, that was one that threw a curve at me.
Well, again, when you start doing your research, that's part of it. So you don't forget, you know, we accept nominations. You know, we accept nominations. We want nominations. We have a group that vets those nominations to make sure that they meet our criteria, you know, and then we create a hit list, a short list. And so the process is quite involved. And anyways, let me tell you what, I'm also excited. Lisa Fitzgerald, she's coming in as one of our anglers. She's an incredible individual that lives right here, born and raised right here in the Tampa Bay area. A USF Bull graduate, has not only is she an individual that has led the charge of conservation and fishing here in the state of Florida, which is over a $1 billion industry, a female angler has created so many opportunities for female anglers here in the state of Florida. So we can go on and on and on, but as we get closer, I'm sure that we'll have opportunities. Hopefully we can have some of these athletes, you can interview them on your show. You know, we can learn more about these individuals more in depth.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. So let's talk a little golf for a minute. You're as bad as me. I've had this ritual since 2001. I get up and watch the stinking British Open, and then I've lost my sleep pattern for about a week, and my old ass is dragging. Yeah. But it's a lot of fun to watch, isn't it?
Oh, I listen. You know, it's thank God for golf during the COVID thing and when everything was going nuts, because if you're a golfer, you got outside and you didn't have to get sequestered inside. So I love that. But to be able to compete, and when you watch these guys, especially at that stage, and if you're you love legacies and you love history, tradition, and you look at St. Andrews, you know, that's the golf mecca. And I love watching all the, you know, the, all the vistas. And I love the television coverage because it's just, it's beautiful. And you love the history, you know. Heck, my son Andrew, hey, I think we probably named him because of St. Andrews and the golf.
Well, I was just talking about Andrew to one of my my new young proteges who's with Raymond James Financial. I said, we're going to have to hook Andrew up with the big old Oscar Garner the Third one of these days down here and have a couple beverages and they can chat. He's a young 23-year-old Michigan State business grad. So we'll have those two have a conversation. So how's your golf game, by the way, talking personal?
Well, everybody would think that I would be a scratch golfer, but I actually carry an 18.9 gin handicap, you know, and I'm proud of it. Put it this way, it's good enough to be able to play St. Andrews. You know, if you play St. Andrews, you have to carry at least a 24 handicap. All right, so I'm okay. I'm an 18.9, and I'm in that 17, 18, 19 range, you know, and you know what? It's good enough to, I can play on some days I play really well and some bad days not so well, but I love the sport. And if anything, it's a great father son thing. And that's one thing my son and I get to do. And there's nothing better than to go out and play 18 holes with your son.
You're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg's Clubhouse Studios here on 13th and Central. We've got Rays Orioles, 4:10 first pitch, and the place is getting jammed. Barry, your kind of environment. You always like to be around the action. And I will say, if I played the old course, they wouldn't let me on, I'd have to take a sleeping bag. I'd probably get myself in one of those little sand traps for my overnight stay.
You know what? It's when people, you watch golf, let's say, in America or a lot of other courses around the world, nothing compares to St. Andrews, okay? And really, nothing does, but really the Lynx course over there in Scotland is a whole different type of play. And let me tell you what, some of those sand traps, you could get stuck. And you might be there for days getting out, trying to get out.
Yeah, on our On the Tee Florida show, we just talked to a good friend of mine from Iowa. Gene Elliott won the 2021 Senior British Open, believe it or not, in Iowa, and he won the Senior U.S. Open.
Nice.
Talked to him, and then John Rieger's been over there several times. And I always like to get Rieger's opinion on the pubs because, you know, he is a he's a pub crawler, if you will. And one of the most famous pubs, apparently, according to John Rieger and my resident caddy, Lynn Strickler, is right behind the 18th hole. And I can't think of the name of it, but world famous, and they both have had a few pints there, let's say.
Is it Tennant's?
Well, Tennant's is there, but this begins with a D, I believe. Have you been there?
I am. Put it this way, I've been to England and Ireland and all that, but I have not been to St. Andrews. I'm going there in September.
Well, we got to figure out a Skype. We got to figure out a Skype deal and have you on live. That'd be pretty cool.
Well, let me tell you what. Like I said, we got 3 days booked at St. Andrews, and I'm working on getting my tee time. Let's put it that way, because that's on the bucket list, baby. You know, that's on the bucket list. Yep.
Well,
I will talk to Rieger because I definitely want to do the pub crawl. I'm really looking forward to that.
He can probably break down the pubs better than the golf for you. But yeah, and I know he's listening right up now up there on Clearwater Beach. Hey, I'm calling you out on the air because this is on my bucket list. We know who's coming to town. Your and my Green Bay Packers, the fourth game of the season with the Tampa Bay Bucks. And I might need some Barry Smith juice to get a couple ticks. I don't care what I got to pay. But my son's coming down who's a Packer fan. And I figured we'd run into the Smith duo over there, and the four of us could have a lot of fun.
Well, I'd be kidding you if I didn't say, when the Packers and Bucks play, I get very jacked up because playing for both of those teams, and you know, they hey, you know what? they both have a great history. Let's put it that way. They both have a great history. And to be part of both those franchises that have won Super Bowls and all that, it's pretty cool, you know?
Well, before I let you go, a little humor. Tell the Bart Starr story to my audience that keeps expanding that hasn't heard it, because I still think it's a classic. Barry Smith was the number one draft pick by the Green Bay Packers out of FSU. And talk about you and the great Bart Starr and your photo op, if you will.
Well, okay, so I'm going to try to make this as short as I can. All right, so the first 2 years I'm up there, 73-4, and of course we're not playing very well. They fired Dan Devine, which, God bless, they finally got rid of him. He was horrible. And we get Bart Starr, okay? The prodigal son returns to Green Bay to be the head coach, okay? So now we're getting ready to play our first game. Now, this was a preseason game. Now, back in those days, they called them exhibition games, which they really are, and they still are, okay? But anyway, so this is we're in Lambeau, okay? We're in the tunnel, and we're getting right out to on the field for the first time that Bart Starr is going to lead this team out. So I'm sitting there going, I know that Sports Illustrated is going to take his picture, and it's going to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And I'm thinking they're probably going to take it as we come out of the tunnel, because that's what you want to shoot. So let's just say I made sure that I was close to Bart Starr. When we came out of that gate, I was off his left shoulder. Okay, I was over his left shoulder, you know, running right behind him, right off that left shoulder, as close as I could. And I'll be damned if Monday morning when it hit the newsstands, there's a picture of Bart Starr and there's Barry Smith, number 80, in all his glory. Because I figured that's the closest I'm ever going to come to being on the cover of Sports Illustrated is with Bart Starr. And so I made it.
What, one of my favorite stories of anybody that I've known that have played in the NFL, and that was an absolute and I'm sure that it's proudly displayed, you in the front of Sports Illustrated.
Yes, it is.
Well,
yes,
here's a little trip back in time for you. I'm about to talk to some young gentlemen from Northeast High Viking football as they get ready for the grueling two-a-days. You used to have them down in Miami. Oh, yeah. We had three of these back in the day. These guys won't believe us, but these back then. And that was that Miami Miami Heat, my man.
We had 2 weeks of two-a-days, and our first practice started at 6 a.m. We were on the field before, because practice started at 6 a.m. They used to call us the Dawn Patrol.
I'll have to ask Coach Davis here what time he starts. So you started 6:30 a.m.?
6 a.m.
You fellas start at 6 a.m.? I don't think so. All right, Barry. You
6 a.m. All right, my friend.
I know. I'll give you a shot tomorrow at 6:10. I know you'll be up and with your Irish coffee watching the Open.
Yes, I will. God bless. Go Rays. Go Rays.
Congratulations on being inducted into the 2022 Florida Sports Hall of Fame, by the way.
Thank you.
All right, my man. Talk to you soon. And now it's time to have a conversation with my friend, Sean Davis. He's done a superb job over at Northeast High after leaving St. Pete High. His son plays at Iowa State University, which is near and dear to my heart, being from 35 miles down the road. And he brought some of the young Vikings down today as they get ready to. This will probably be the most relaxing Saturday they're going to have in a while as you get ready to roll out for the 2022 season. What's going on, my man?
What's going on? How you doing?
Not too bad for an old dinosaur.
Yeah.
It's a nice day down here. A little breeze. See, I got the old man in the fan spot. You look like you're dying. You're going to die of heat. It's good to see you again. So, tell me who we got here today, and we'll have a conversation. Just say who they are, and then I'll ask him individually. When you and I will kick off this.
Got linebacker Kajon Hutchinson. He was our leading tackler last year. You met Evan Jacobson
as the
quarterback.
Good to see you again.
Transferred from St. Pete High. Matt First, O lineman, D lineman. Marquise Norfleet, running back, DB, and Deshaun Reese, who plays DB and receiver also.
I'm just going to guess he's got a little bit of speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can.
That's the goal. By the way, when's your son start up north?
They on Big 12 Media Day now. I don't know what exact date they start, but it's kind of at a freeze right now because the coaches are like out on vacation and they had the Big 12 Media Day. But I'm sure they'll get things started back soon.
Okay, speaking of starting back soon, when do you guys start back for the fall session?
Well, we've been working out all summer. We had a break like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 4th through the 8th for July 4th. Gave them a little break. We going from 4 to 6, 6:15 every day, Monday through Thursday, August 1st.
6:15 a.m.?
No.
What time did your early session?
It's in summer school, so we do it.
Oh, yeah. What time does the morning session start?
We're not doing morning. We're going to get stuff. No. Even when we do camp, we're going to pretty much keep the same hours.
That fortunate. Barry Smith was just telling us back in the day, down in Miami, he did 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Damn, that's early.
Yeah.
So how did the 7-on-7s go?
They went well. We went to USF probably a month and a half. I don't know. USF, when was that? June 9th. We went to June 9th, USF. It was one day. I think before the rain delay, we went 2-1. 2-1, right? I can't even remember the schools we played because the schools from all over the state. It's out of county. I try to take them out, you know. But we went 2-1 before the rain delay, and I think we automatically went to the second round, and we played the Benjamin School, but we ended up losing there.
So didn't you go to the villages too?
We went to the Villages 2 weeks after that, like the 24th and 25th.
That kind of blew me away because that's an old school, old folks like me, dinosaur retirement area, and then they have 7-on-7 there. Were there a lot of old people like me there watching?
Nah, you got big crowds because it's
I would have been
from all over the state. It's teams from all over the state there. It's like 60 teams, I think.
60 teams?
Yeah. We did pretty much the same thing. I think in the prelims we went like 2-1 again, right? We lost to Palmetto or somebody. And then the first day it got kind of rained out. We lost an early game. And the next day we did pretty good. We had to be up at 5. What time we had to be at school? 5:45 or something like that? So they got up early, 5 o'clock, like I do.
Well, you do that. You do that every day.
Yeah, they were there. They were there when they showed up, and we play hard.
That was tough.
We didn't have our starting quarterback either. We did pretty good.
Good. That still blows me away. And I can't believe, coming from the Midwest, 7-on-7 down here is unbelievably popular.
Oh, it's huge.
And almost everybody plays. These guys are going to try to talk on the radio and eat some wings.
and the kids enjoy it also.
These are the best wings in the area. Just don't grease up my microphones. I love these wings, you got to admit. I know you.
I come here.
I won't tell you how many times he's here a week.
Probably two or three.
Frequent.
Yeah.
Frequent. Okay, so let's start talking to the young guys and see what they think about it. And then we'll talk about your schedule this season. We'll talk about it right now since I got you in front of me. Your schedule this season, after going 9-1 last year, it's a buzzsaw, man, starting the season out.
Yeah, for sure. Got your work cut out for you, but you know, it's just week by week. You only can play who you can play. Last year was last year, this year's this year. I challenge these guys, I tell them, you can have a winning season and you can win your district. So that's what we're shooting for, that's the goal. We start out with Lakewood. And I told them this too, last year I feel like we got shafted because of the RPI. That means your schedule. We had the same record as Pinellas Park, and we beat them head-to-head, but because of the RPI and how they rank you, we didn't win the district. So now there's no excuses.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, and the strength of schedule is the big factor,
yeah,
correct?
And plus, another thing is this, with that and how the scheduling go, we pretty much played the same teams as Pinellas Park did last year. So moving on to a new year, it'll get you playoff ready. It'll get you playoff ready and it'll earn you exposure and respect. So, and then a lot of teams wouldn't schedule us anyway.
Well, and you put the bullseye on yourself, and I applaud you for it. Your first season, going 9-1 last year, and that's why a lot of teams don't want to play you, for obvious reasons. And it does your RPI no good anyway, right? Right. Some of the teams that don't want to play you, it doesn't really do your RPI any good.
Yep.
Well, you've got a bright nucleus of people back from last year as well.
Yeah, we got like, I think, 12 to 15 seniors back.
That's outstanding.
We were seniors last year off that team. And we did have a JV, even though we didn't have one in 2020. I think that's going to help. You got to do that for developmental purposes.
Exactly.
If not, you're starting over here again. So.
Yeah, and you didn't have that last year.
Yeah.
You're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. On the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, we're brought to you by this segment. This Prep Connection is brought to you by Body Armor and Coca-Cola of Florida Beverages. We got some exciting things we're going to start doing for the kids that come down to visit us each and every Saturday down here at Ferg's. We're talking to Northeast High Viking High School youngsters as they prepare to try to emulate the 9-1 record of last year or surpass it and get into the playoffs and make a statement. And we know what that's like in the state of Florida. Now let's move the mic down there and start our conversation. Turn that microphone around there, young man. There's a little, there you go. And you don't need headphones, you can hear me. I talk loud enough. I'll take those. And it's Prep Connection. You can leave that over there, we'll just keep that. That's for you fellas, and that's for you fellas. As we do this live conversation. All right, young man, what position did you play again?
Linebacker.
Okay, your name, I'm old, remember. He already introduced you, but your name, position, and what year are you?
My name is K. John Hutchinson, class of 2023, and I play linebacker.
Linebacker, so you're one of those guys filling up the holes and covering the backside of the backfield, and you must like smacking people.
Yes, sir.
Do you? All right. What was your favorite memory from last year? You have one?
Yeah, it's when we played Pinellas Park with a game-winning catch.
You had the game-winning catch?
Oh, no.
No, no, no. Just the thrill of it, I was going to say, maybe you had an interception.
Yeah.
What are your personal goals this year as you look at this team? You've got a lot of returning starters, and you're going to make a difference. What are your goals?
Be number one in the county for tackles. I had the most tackles in the county, and lead the team in getting the tackles.
So you led the team in tackles last year?
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. You're glad to have this young man back, aren't you? Yeah, in a big way. All right, you want to do a shout-out to anybody at home?
My mom, my grandma.
Their names?
Koala and Ethel.
Well, you look like you've got a fine young man here. And they'll be able to listen to the show. I'll tell you how to do that. And you want to take care of them so that they feed you all during the season. I'm sure they're your biggest supporters as well.
Yes sir.
All right. And what's your favorite football team? College and pro.
My favorite college is Alabama. And my favorite.
Come on, man. Everybody. That's a bandwagon. Everybody can beat Alabama.
No, I like Nick Saban.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, that's unusual, but good for you. Alabama Crimson Tide. I didn't see that one coming. I figured it was going to be, of course, Florida State and Florida. They're not getting the job done these days, so your generation is like, they're trash. And being from Iowa, I don't care, but I didn't see Alabama coming.
Yeah, and my favorite NFL is Baltimore Ravens. I like Baltimore.
You like anybody in the state that you live in? So you got,
like that.
Why do you like the Baltimore Ravens?
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I do like him. He was a stud at Louisville. I went to college down the road at Western Kentucky. I followed his career. He's the real deal. I don't think he gets enough recognition, but I wish you nothing but success. I'll see you guys during the regular season.
Thank you, sir.
But work hard. Coach Davis is a good man, and you guys will have success. And here's the former St. Pete High Green Devil. And now he gets to be loud and proud, fellas, right? Wearing the Viking gear. The Viking gear looks better anyway, man.
Oh, yeah.
By far. I mean, that's the right thing to say. So how excited did you get to participate in 7-on-7? He said you missed one.
I missed one, but I was at USF.
Oh, were you?
Yep. That was good. We all got better. 100%.
Well, one of the key players in 7-on-7 is obviously the quarterback.
Yeah.
And the defensive backs, because it's basically a pass-oriented competition. So being the new guy on the block, and I asked Coach, and these guys, you know, they've pretty much embraced you. So you must be a pretty good leader to come from an opposing school to be the quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of challenges. What do you want to accomplish this year?
Well, I haven't been able to do what I wanted at the last school I was at. So I feel like with a little more...
You mean like go 9-1 and make it a playoff? Yeah.
I
get
you.
I feel you.
So I definitely want to go... I guess a good goal could be over 2,000 yards for sure. About... I want to go 250 yards a game, which would be ideal. So I want to set a record, you know what I mean? Like I want to be remembered.
And what year are you?
I'm a senior.
Okay, well, this is the year to do it, my man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you guys have a good... run pass offense as far as balance?
Yeah, I'd say.
Well, that'll make it easier for you to accomplish what you want to, and that takes some of the pressure off you.
Mm-hmm.
That you have a nice balanced running attack as well. All right, so those are your goals. Shout out to anybody at home?
All my family, everybody who's believed in me.
And everybody that had to throw away all that Green Devil gear, and now they got the Viking gear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, the guy that runs this behind you, he's a St. Pete High baseball assistant coach. He brings the Green Devils down here a couple times, you know. But I've kind of fallen on the Northeast bandwagon thing because of this cat. I appreciate what he's doing. And he's a Fergs regular, you know.
Yeah.
It's good for Fergs. Okay, so your favorite college team and your favorite... Because I'll ask you guys' goals and all that in the fall when you come down. But your favorite college team, your favorite pro team?
You asked me.
Don't tell me Alabama.
Team. Yeah. No, I'm a Packers fan.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah. The guy I was just talking to, that's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Play for the Packers.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big Packers fan. I love Aaron Rodgers.
You're a good young man. That's my favorite team.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking 66 years young, of loving the Packers.
Yeah.
And your favorite college team?
I mean, I like players in college wise. Like, I like
that's your generation. Everybody's Neil, and I like this player.
I mean, I'll follow Wisconsin because my dad's from Wisconsin, so I'll follow the Badgers a little bit. But I like the Gators. I'm a Gators fan.
You're a Gators fan. Finally, somebody from the state. All right, young man. I wish you well this season. I'll come out to a couple games, and then we'll have you guys back on. I'm sure more than once. Well, I'll definitely have you on the regular season. I'll have you on when you make the playoffs. You can hand out to Coach, and then we'll move down here. You wore your Bass Pro hat last time. I won't forget that. And you have that infectious smile. So your name again for the audience.
I'm Matthew First.
And your position?
I'm offensive lineman, defensive lineman.
Offensive. You're right. You're in the trenches. You're the guys that he needs protecting him.
Yes, sir.
And the holes opened up as well.
Yes, sir.
All right. So tackle or guard?
I play both.
You're both. Versatile.
Yes, sir.
And you're a senior?
Yes, sir.
All right. So let's talk about your goals for 2022 from a personal standpoint and as a team.
I think my goal for 2022 is just being the best person I can be. Like for a football player, student, all around, just being the best person I can be, being the best everything.
Well, you know what? That's a great goal. And under Coach Davis, I think you guys are all respectful young men. I've noticed that. And that's very important in life. You mean?
Yes, sir.
You get old guys like me that want to reach out and help you with respect and, of course, your family and the coaching staff. And it's going to get you a long ways.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great goals, actually. I've never had a young man in the classroom. It's very, very important for all of you. As coach, I'm sure, hammers. But I'll tell you, as an old man, I've had my trials and tribulations with my sons that played collegiate sports. And a few times they dropped the ball on the old academics. And then I didn't let them carry the ball. I mean, you just like they do in the school. So we'll move on from that. All right, so from a team perspective, the goals for this year. That you're thinking about as a senior. Because it's your last hurrah, you know.
Oh, yes, sir. I say one of the goals I put for myself is, as a team, I would say make it to the playoffs, win a playoff game, you know, and just earn our respect as a top five team in Pinellas County.
You know what? I like that statement too, and I see that coming, Coach. And he knows this when he's trying to schedule. When teams start saying they don't want to play you, that means they respect you. I mean, it sounds like they're dissing you, but that's respect. Like, man, We do not want to play those guys. Look at the athletes. Look at their record. Look what they're doing. And, you know, they're basically shying away from you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so shout out.
My family.
You said no names, though?
My mom.
Listen, they want to hear the
name. My mom, my dad, you know, those brothers and sisters, those are my support system, so shout them out.
All right, my man. And your favorite college team and pro team?
I like Florida State.
See, State, he stays in the state, Alabama. And your favorite pro team?
I don't have a favorite pro team, though.
Well, that's probably a good position, too, now, because everything's turning into nothing but money. Good luck this year. Great to see you again. You got a great smile, and I love your goals. I've had a lot of kids on, but I've never had anybody that set those kind of goals that are balanced in life for a young man. All right, who am I talking to now?
Marquise Murphy.
Hi, Marquise. How are you, man?
Good.
All right, what position?
I play running back and DB and safety.
Running back, DB, and safety.
Yes, sir.
Versatile. Do you like offense or defense better? And which one do you think you're better at?
I mean, offense I'm good at, but I'm starting to like defense better.
You play free safety or strong safety?
Free.
Free?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Your goals for 2022?
To be better than last year, like.
That's going to be tough, and that's a great bar to set. You guys set the bar, and now you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, can we do this as we did last year and improve upon it?
Yes, sir.
And you can, and I'm sure Coach reminds you of that on a regular basis. But it's all up to you guys. You know that.
Yes, sir.
So you want to do a shout-out to anyone?
I want to shout-out my auntie, my grandma, my whole family, like, for making who I am right now.
What's your aunt's name and your grandma's name?
Mine's name, Koala Green, and my grandma, Ethel Green.
Good. They'll be listening later.
Yes, sir.
You got to make sure you give them that love so you get fed well all season long, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And your favorite college team and pro team?
I'm at Florida Gators. Yeah, the Florida Gators.
That's two Gators.
NFL team. I like Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs. There's another team. He goes out west and gets on the bandwagon. But
now I like Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes is the man. I used to go to a lot of Chiefs games. I lived a few hours from there. Great stadium, great franchise, and at least you're following a winner. All right, young man. Good luck this year.
I'm going
to talk to you again.
Thank you, sir.
And let's go look. My favorite position is always the defensive backs. 100 years ago, I gave it a shot at D2.
But.
So, young man, your name again?
Deshaun East.
And you are a defensive back?
Yes, sir.
You play on the offensive side or special teams at all, too?
Yeah, I play offense.
Well, with your speed, I'm sure you do. You a senior?
Yeah, I'm a senior.
So you brought me all seniors today. That's your leadership right here, right? Good. All right, your goals for 2022?
Be better than last year. Last year I had a good season. It was my first year of high school. This year I'm trying to double that.
Well, if you can double it, this team will go a long ways.
Yes, sir.
And that, you want to do a shout-out to anyone?
My family, my mom and my daddy.
What's their names?
AJ and Toya.
Well, it's always good to give a shout-out to pops and mom. And your favorite college and your favorite pro team?
Florida Gators and Baltimore Ravens.
Two Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson again.
Yes, sir.
Right? Is that it?
Yes, sir.
He is a stud. There's no doubt about it. And he's a good role model, a good human being, gives back to the community, and gives back to Louisville a lot. I know that for a fact. Well, I wish you well, and I'll see you in the regular season.
Thank you.
You guys work hard. All right, Coach. Well, you brought me some seniors, standouts, leaders. You guys got to be excited about the season, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can't wait for that first kick. What is the date of the first game? You breaking my equipment over there?
August. We go to Lakewood, I think, August 25th or
26th.
It'll only be about 98 degrees. You guys grew up in Florida. You'll be used to it. Guys in the Midwest, man, they be melting. And you see that.
But 26th. We go Lakewood, August 26th. We play Calvary at home in the preseason.
You play Calvary at home?
Yeah, in the preseason kickoff classic.
Well, I'll be there. I'll be at that game.
All right.
You didn't have them on the schedule last year.
Yeah, we played them in the preseason last year.
Oh, did you?
Just went to Calvary.
I hadn't met you yet, though.
Yeah. Not there you had.
No. But I'll definitely be at that game.
Yeah.
We're even considering, I'm launching a new sports channel, streaming all sports. We're thinking about doing a game of the week. And if I did that, I'd make you guys our And I'm not going to give you the date, but I would give you guys our inaugural first game that we launch at on the Tampa Bay Streaming Sports Channel. That'd be kind of fun.
Awesome.
Let me ask you this, and I think you've told me before. How does the community support you? They get behind you, the students and the families?
Yeah.
I mean, winning attracts people. That's just the reality. People like winners. You guys have proven it with your picks.
We actually doubled. I think I had 40-something at my golf tournament in 2021. This year, I doubled it. I had almost 100. I knew I at least had 88 participants. So far,
that's
good.
Great
I
progress.
Can't complain. Yeah, I can't complain.
And that's what it takes. I mean, you I know you live and breathe Viking football now. I mean, that's your thing, and it reaps success. And I can only hope that it does for you in 2022. Are you deep? Because we know injuries take a big toll.
Well, right now we just Marquise went down in the spring game. So,
oh, you told me about that.
Yeah, so he's coming.
How are you feeling? Recovering?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
And I took a hit too. I got a cornerback who's getting recruited D1. He got hurt in Florida, University of Florida clinic. But hey, you know, you just gotta get other guys ready. You're gonna have injuries.
Next man in.
Yeah, I mean, we ain't deep like that, but we just got to develop people. And when somebody's not there, you know, that's why I always tell coaches, you can only get better with what you got. So we got some guys that can fill in, you know, as far as that go. And
let me ask you this.
Got to keep it moving.
Is he going to be able to make it by playoff time? Because I'm predicting playoffs.
He'll be back. Marquise will be back. You know, it's just, you know, he's able to walk. Getting mobility back, things like that, and I think he goes back in like another month maybe, and we'll see where he's at.
Well,
I kind of got a plan in back of my head. I don't know, you know, anything, but TJ will miss this year. But the thing is this though, he's a sophomore. He's coming up
God.
On his junior year.
He's having his senior year.
Yeah, so
and I pray, young man, that you get back and accomplish your dreams too.
Yeah. So, you know, the good thing about it is, like I said, we got numbers. So.
Well, you got numbers, you got success. He's building tradition. You guys are all in. That's what's cool about it. The school, the Viking Nation, as they say, the community is behind you guys. You got a St. Pete Green Devil now at QB, converted him into a Viking. That's a statement in itself. And I look forward to following you all season long.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Have some of Ferg's wings. Stay out of trouble, study hard, and thank your parents for getting behind you, and your grandmas and your great aants. And then, you know, RadioSaintPete.com. I'll text Coach. That's how your families can hear this. It's archived.
Thank you so much.
And you guys did a great job in responses. Your life goals, your season goals, most impressive I've ever gotten. They're very impressive. And your Bass Pro. He's sticking with the Bass Pro swag. He wore Bass Pro last time I interviewed him.
Where did you get a sponsorship?
Looking good. Yeah, I might have to get him. I'll send a big O to call on him. All right, fellas, have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Good luck. I'll be talking to you.
All right.
All right, and that's the Northeast High Viking football team. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the senior leadership. They were 9-1 last year. These are all yours, Coach. Take these for these guys. Every one of you guys, go ahead and take...
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.